If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
The United States will continue to offer any assistance we can as Japan recovers from multiple disasters. And we will stand with the people of Japan in the difficult days ahead.
That's President Barack Obama speaking today at Kenmore Middle School in Arlington, Virginia, about what all of us witnessed over the weekend. And if you spent your weekend the way I spent mine, it was watching a lot of news coverage of the earthquake and the tsunami, a story that started out terrible and got worse and worse and continues to grow worse in its human tragedy. As we continue to watch, joining us for the rest of today's show, Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Always great to be with you, Todd.
All of us watched this unfold late last week and over the weekend. I was wondering, for you, does this bring back memories of the day after Christmas 2004 and the tsunami that hit Indonesia and Sri Lanka?
Yeah, it's amazing that you should mention that. When all these major events come along, because it causes such an internal shift into action, and it brings us face to face with so many people who are suffering. I mean, our experience pales by any comparison to those who are actually in the event, but it brings back vivid memories, and I manage to remember exactly where I'm at the first time I hear of these events happening. So, yes, they all are connected.
What do you recall about the Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004, the scope of the devastation and the scope of the need?
I remember I was up in Springfield, Illinois, a little town north of there, visiting my mother and father-in-law with our family and sitting in my father-in-law's easy chair watching TV, and all of a sudden it came on, and as the devastation, the expanse of the devastation began to be known, it just, my stomach sunk. And then there's always the period of time where you begin to take in just what the extent of the issue is and gradually begin the process of contacting staff and contacting partners internationally who've been affected, and then determining initial strategy to address the situation, begin getting the information out, the fund development lines open, and opportunities for people to give, and working through the initial communications problems that occur and are inevitable, and spotty communication, then hearing of, as information starts to flow, you hear of incredible stories of heroism or incredible and heart-wrenching stories of tragedy and loss. And then you come alongside people for the long haul and ask them, how can we help? Be present. Ask, how can we help? And we come alongside and help them do what they know what needs to be done.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Japan earthquake and tsunami. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. When we come back, what are the major challenges facing the population and those who are trying to help the population after the destruction of a tsunami like this? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's Monday afternoon, March the 14th.
Sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
You'll find study notes highlighting the promises of God and Jesus' death for you in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Faith Alive Student Bible. This full-color Bible for students ages 8 through high school is edited by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Faith Alive Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Independent and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, formerly served as executive director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. We're talking about the Japan earthquake and the tsunami and the efforts to help and show mercy. Matt, what are the major challenges that face the population and those who are trying to help them after the destruction of a tsunami like this?
Well, immediately, it's rescue and recovery, and that's the first stages of the disaster. It's usually a rather short period of days. We're still in probably the tail end of the rescue portion of this, and slowly the realization comes of perhaps tens of thousands of lives lost. And the capacity of Japan for rescue and recovery is enormous. I mean, they have like we have the American Red Cross that goes into all kinds of search situations early on, and other medical teams. The Japanese have unbelievable capacity to get to mobilize well-trained people to go into these situations. Now, they are stretched well beyond their capacity with this event, but they do have enormous capacity. And it's great to know that the U.S. military is offering its best assistance as well, and several other partners around the world. So that's the initial issue, is trying to get those who have been injured and those who are trapped out, and then turning to the immediate food and water needs. Water is, of course, a major and significant issue right away. You can get by without water for a week or two, clean water, but of course that becomes an issue very quickly. And then food. There's been the waves of difficulty in Japan are happening now. Food shelves have been cleared. Even in Tokyo, we're now getting reports from LCMS people and partners saying that it's getting difficult even in Tokyo to find food because there's been a run on food, and so rolling blackouts. The telephones, the landlines are working, but in many places, but there are rolling electronic or electric blackouts. So computer communication is spotty.
What kind of reports are you hearing from our Lutheran brothers and sisters in Japan?
Yeah, it's very tentative right now. What's happening is we have two major. One is the Japan Lutheran Church. It's a small church body of some 2,000 plus. It was formed by the work of American servicemen and chaplains who were in Japan, World War II. It began in, I believe, 1948. The other significant partner we have, or friend and growing friend, is the church body, the West Japan Evangelical Lutheran Church, and that is the church from which the Masakis come from. Now, Michi Masaki teaches systematics at our Fort Wayne Seminary. And the news coming from them is just general right now, and that's because their headquarters, in many cases, are somewhat removed, far removed from the most devastated areas. And so they are, in fact, in the assessment mode, trying to figure out how badly damaged their churches and facilities have been and what the effects on membership have been. And so as they, in fact, are doing their initial assessment, the word will continue to flow out to us slowly of what is the situation they face. And as they provide the assessment, then they'll also begin to tell us what we can do to help them. And we will come alongside and help them as they see fit.
Matt, whenever something like this happens, people inevitably ask the theological question, how can a loving God and an all-powerful God allow something like this, a tsunami, to occur?
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting. I think Westerners, we always ask that question. It's a question that was not asked by the Asians in the great tsunami. I mean, for them, it's a very deterministic approach to life, whether Islam or Hinduism. It's very deterministic. This happened because it was deserved. Now, we can say that we don't deserve God's goodness at all because of sin. But the answer for a Christian is not so easy. It's a loving God who operates by grace. And finally, we aren't going to have the answers. I think for us, for me, it's all about looking to the cross. When Jesus was dying on the cross, the women see him dying and they think it's over. The apostles have run. They were our great leaders. The head of this movement, Jesus, is now dying on the cross. We thought he was our hope. It's over. And yet, precisely at that darkest moment, God was doing exactly what he proposed. It was the greatest good act in the history of the world, Jesus dying on the cross. And so it is in this life. And we won't see it till the other side of the resurrection. In the meantime, I have seen it time and time again in these situations. What will happen now out of this is all kinds of old partnerships will be strengthened, partnerships for the gospel. There will be enormous attention placed in Japan. Christian churches will focus their attention on Japan. Japan Lutheran churches and other Christian denominations will be strengthened for outreach in that country, which has only 1% of its population is Christian. So good will come. It always does. Enormous good.
Over the weekend, I watched a video that you had put out where you emphasized mercy at a time like this, something that I know is near and dear to your heart, with about a minute. Why is this an opportune time to reacquaint ourselves not only with the biblical understanding of mercy, but with the biblical execution of mercy?
Yeah, Lent is a time of penance, repentance. It always has been, and tightly tied both in the biblical witness and in the history of the church with repentance is the opportunity also to demonstrate one's repentance, to bear the fruit of repentance and actually act in ways that are charitable and loving toward our neighbors in need. It's the perfect time of the year to have mercy and not merely to talk about it, but actually to do it. And many times we can do that with our sharing our gifts. And we can do that in loving our neighbor. A lot of people, of course, ask what they can do at times like these. Well, you can go to lcms.org and give generously for this event. Funds are needed, and we approved the first $200,000 to go out the door. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But there's a great need there. Others say, well, what can we do besides give money? Well, at this time, as the thing unfolds, What you need to do is turn your sentiment of giving and charity to your own home, your own neighbor, your own family, your own community, and act in ways that you have not acted hitherto to be charitable to those around you. God has given you that vocation right there.
Folks, you can help the victims of the Japan earthquake and tsunami by making a tax-deductible gift to LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-930-4438. That's 888-930-4438. Or you'll find a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, it's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
God bless you.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is the Faith Alive Student Study Bible. Now, study Bibles are, I'm not talking about the kind of Bible that you open up and it's kind of culled, it's cherry-picked for certain themes. That's not what this is. This is a study Bible, serious study Bible, Christ-centered, cross-focused, aimed at kids from about the age 8 all the way through high school. What it does is draw up out of Scripture, not pet passages about being a teenager or a young adult, but draws up out of Scripture, the center of Scripture, Christ and his saving work at the cross, as any good study Bible should do. It's called the Faith Alive Student Study Bible. Contributor, major contributor, Dr. Carl Fikencher, a regular guest here on Issues Etc. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Faith Alive Student Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have international journalist Uwe C. Minetto answer the question, has liberal Protestant theology, and in particular liberal Bible scholarship, contributed to the violence committed by Muslim radicals against Christianity? We'll see what Uwe C. Minetto has to say about that tomorrow on Issues Etc. Our prayers continue, and this opportunity to show mercy and compassion for those a whole world away from us also continues. And so our opportunity to show Christ to them in his saving work as well. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.